Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Aquatic Nuisance Species Coordinator Jessica Howell. Jessica, give our viewers some background on aquatic nuisance species in North Dakota.
Aquatic nuisance species are plants, animals, or any aquatic species that can cause harm to our waters. And this harm can come in many forms. It could be ecological, it could cause harm to our economy, or it could take a toll on our recreational activities. We have five aquatic nuisance species in North Dakota. We have common carp, which are fairly widespread, though they're not found in every basin within North Dakota. We are actively keeping them out of two major basins. We also have curly leaf pondweed, which is primarily found in the Missouri River system, but there are also a few other isolated populations such as Metegoshi and a few other lakes around the state. We have Eurasian water milfoil, which we find a few plants every year in the Cheyenne River below Ashtabula, and that's about it. We have silver carp in the James River below the Jamestown Dam. And then we also have zebra mussels in the Red River. So that's what we have for aquatic nuisance species in North Dakota.
And we had some good news in 2018.
Yes, in 2018 we did not find any new aquatic nuisance species or populations within the state. We also did not see any population expansions, which is great considering we checked hundreds of lakes between our fisheries staff efforts, our ANS staff efforts, and then some of our federal partners do some sampling for us as well.
How does the North Dakota Game and Fish address aquatic nuisance species?
The North Dakota Game and Fish addresses ANS issues in a variety of ways. We focus on a variety of pathways. So we don't just look at boats, but we look at construction equipment and equipment used in oil and gas production, as well as water that's moving around the state. We also focus a lot on outreach and education efforts, and that ties into some of our regulations. So our regulations are pretty simple and straightforward, but if you do follow them, you will be minimizing the chances of moving aquatic nuisance species into North Dakota and within the state. And just a reminder, every state is a little different. So we have regulations that are very similar to our neighboring states such as Minnesota and South Dakota, but there are a few differences and every state has a little bit different program. So if you're going to Montana or Canada or Minnesota, make sure you know where you're fishing, where you're taking your boat. And this does include things like kayaks because they might need to be inspected at a check station along the way, whether you're driving through or before you launch in their waters as well. North Dakota Game and Fish uses a strategic management plan to guide our efforts on aquatic nuisance species issues throughout the state. And that management plan we actually recently updated last year with the guidance of the State Aquatic Nuisance Species Committee. That committee is comprised of private, state, and tribal interests. And it was signed by the governor in December. And basically what that plan does is gives us a long-term approach on how to guide ANS efforts right now as well as into the future so that we are constantly working towards preventing the introduction and spread of aquatic nuisance species.
How is the Game and Fish going to implement this new management plan?
The Game and Fish has already been implementing the management plan, and this is actually, the plan is designed for everyone to follow, so other state agencies are helping as well. But one of the things that has really helped us is the new legislation that just passed. It was Senate Bill 2293. This provides funding for aquatic nuisance species efforts in the state, as well as two full-time staff for Game and Fish. So we would be looking at one warden to help with enforcement, as well as another aquatic nuisance species full-time employee to help with implementing the program and implementing the new management plan. So using the new resources from the legislation that just passed, Game and Fish intends to expand our entire program. We don't want to focus solely on one pathway such as boats. And so while you may see more aquatic nuisance species staff out there inspecting during the summers, we do want to increase other areas as well and focus our efforts on outreach and education, continuing inspections on construction and oil and gas production type equipment, as well as expanding our outreach efforts to new target audiences that we haven't been able to reach before, such as classrooms and expanding on pet stores and pet owners and other areas where we haven't been able to spend as much time in the past.
Okay, are there ways to keep aquatic nuisance species from spreading?
There are, yes, and they're pretty simple. There's three steps that you can follow. We recommend clean, drain, and dry. And what that means is when, we'll use a boat as an example. When you remove your boat from the water, remove any vegetation, attached organisms, and excessive mud as much as possible before you leave the water access site. Also drain any water that may be present. This can be live wells, bait wells, and pulling your drain plug as well for that bilge area. And then also, I mean, as part of our laws, leaving that drain plug out during transport, just so any additional water can continue to flow out. And then the dry is actually just a recommendation, but we recommend that you allow equipment to dry completely before you use it again, or you can disinfect it. And we have several options on our website for disinfecting equipment. The one that we recommend the most is using hot water because it will kill anything, but also it's environmentally friendly. So one of the other areas that we want to expand that seems to be becoming more prevalent in North Dakota is people importing docks and boat lifts for their private use. So if you purchase a used dock from Minnesota that comes from a lake that has zebra mussels, we want to make sure that's clean and free of aquatic nuisance species before we put it in our lakes, because we don't want to accidentally move anything that way. So if you need an inspection on any kind of equipment that you've purchased that you want to put in North Dakota waters, feel free to give us a call. Otherwise, leave it outside for at least 30 days before you put it back in the water. And the reason for that is, you know, adults and villagers can live outside the water for at least 30 days, but even within those dock floats and things like that, where there's trapped water, potentially trapped water, 30 days gives them enough time to either starve or be deprived of oxygen and get killed.
Any other tips or laws?
Sure. You know, just a reminder again to boaters, I know we talked about it a little before, but just a reminder that every state and every province is different. And so you need to know the laws of where you intend to travel through and where you intend to boat or recreate, because, you know, some have check stations that you only need to stop before you launch in their waters. Some have check stations that you need to stop at anytime you come to them. And then, you know, it does also apply to kayaks and paddle boats as well. So just reminder to folks to really know what you're doing and where you're going.
How about bringing live bait into North Dakota from other states?
Right, that has been an issue, and I think you know, we've highlighted this before in some of our webcasts, but it is illegal to import bait into North Dakota as an angler. And that's no different from, say, Minnesota has the same laws, you know, and the reason for that is it can import water that might have aquatic nuisance species or fish diseases that we don't want. And then obviously the bait itself poses a problem. So we just want to make sure that the bait is clean and that it's the legal species that we allow.
So the best thing to do is buy your bait locally.
Yes, buy your bait locally. You'll also be supporting North Dakota businesses.
Okay. How about your boat inspections? Last few summers you've had seasonal workers educating boaters. Are you doing that again this summer?
Yes, we have two crews, so one out of Devil's Lake and one out of Valley City, and they travel to mostly around Devil's Lake and then Sakakawea, but they do also travel to the Red River and a few other higher use areas around the state. And basically, that's an educational tool for us. So we're conducting a survey with boaters and then also inspecting the boat and showing boaters how to comply with our regulations. So that's a good opportunity if you have any questions about how to remove vegetation properly or what's drained enough. You know, you can ask our inspectors if you see them out there. But they are voluntary, but we haven't really had a lot of people turn them down because it only takes a few minutes and then we'll get you right back on the water or on your way.
A lot of good information, Jessica. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
For more information on aquatic nuisance species, go to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. For Aquatic Nuisance Species Coordinator Jessica Howell and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.